Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to Episode 2 of the AP Now broadcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and I have with me today Lynn Lawson from Recharged Education. She's joining us to talk about the pending release of Apple credit cards. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Lynn, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in cards and how you came to start Recharged Education?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mary, first for having me join you today. Recharged Education focuses on the commercial card industry. I had been in the industry in various roles, various employers for many, many years. And it was about 5 years ago when I decided to take the best aspects of all my previous jobs and roll it into this company, which offers online content, customized training, consulting, and so forth. So it's just a passion of mine to help organizations improve their payment strategies, whether it's end users or the provider community.
Okay, that's great. And so you can see why I turned to Lynn when I heard about Apple cards coming out. So Lynn, to get us started, can you briefly tell us what Apple card is? Give us a little introduction.
Oh, sure. Just, you know, the bare bones basics here. It's coming out in the summer. I believe a specific date hasn't been announced yet, but we're looking forward to the summer. Apple has turned to Goldman Sachs to issue the MasterCard branded Apple card. So it's a credit card that is really intended for an iPhone's wallet app. But users or cardholders, rather, can also get a physical card as well. So we're talking about a credit card here, but it is specifically designed to work well in the iPhone wallet.
Okay. So how does this fit into the card world?
Well, if you look at, you know, there's really two sides to the card world. You know, you've got the generic header of payment cards. But within that umbrella, you've got consumer cards on one hand and commercial cards on the other. I've been in the commercial card field, which pertains to business payments. And you might hear these cards be referred to as just company cards, corporate travel cards, corporate cards, purchasing cards, maybe even fleet cards. I mean, there are all different varieties of these commercial cards used in business settings. Consumer cards, I think everyone is familiar with because we use these at a personal level. We might have debit cards, we might have credit cards, or both. So the Apple card is on the consumer side of things, credit card for individual consumers to be using. And I should have also mentioned in that brief introduction that the Apple card is only going to be available for iPhone users.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so
Aha, yes.
You mentioned the iPhone wallet. Can you describe how Apple Pay works today? I know I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, sure. I'm an iPhone user, and I do use Apple Pay. I use it just when I'm in person with retailers who accept it, but it is possible to also use it when you are doing some online shopping through your phone, through the Safari browser app. There are also other just apps that will take Apple Pay. But pretty much in today's world, I'll just use myself as an example. I have a personal credit card. I have entered it or loaded it or whatever word you want to use into the iPhone wallet. And there's a little bit of a verification process with the card issuer. And then what iPhone does, or you know, through Apple, it creates what's called a device account number on the phone. So when you are using the phone at, I'll just use the example of in person, you know, you go to that contactless, point of sale device there at a retailer. You get into your wallet app, and you know it's that that transaction is going through. It's using your device account number. It is not transmitting your actual credit card number, so it's very secure.
So you mentioned that the Safari browser, does it have to be Safari?
You know, that I'm not entirely sure about. You know, Safari is what is inherent to an iPhone.
Yeah.
But if you go into that and go through Google, I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Okay. I was just curious.
And, you know, yeah. No. And today, at least, you know, Apple Pay works in different settings. I just use it mainly, you know, in face-to-face situations.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm learning something. So what makes Apple Card different than other credit cards?
You know, this was my big question. When I heard the announcement that Apple was coming out with the credit card, I thought, okay, why is this going to be any better for me than what I have today with my Apple Pay, you know, using just an existing credit card? What struck me is, you know, I mentioned, you know, users or cardholders will be able to get also a physical card because we know not every retailer accepts Apple Pay. So one of the first things that struck me is the appearance of the physical card that Apple will make available. It'll be almost blank. It's not going to look like your traditional plastic credit card. In fact, it'll be titanium. You won't see a card number printed on it. You won't see an expiration date. You won't see, you know, that card verification value, that CVV. There won't even be a signature space. It'll be a card with a name, and it'll have the chip that we've all grown accustomed to now, as well as still that magnetic stripe on the back. So very usable in person if you want to go that route. But certainly the card is designed, and card is such a funny term because it's designed for a digital application, the wallet. So you really don't need the physical card in a lot of cases. But it's got the same strong security related to it as what Apple Pay uses today. So when you are, say, you know, making a purchase online, you know, it'll transmit that, you know, alternative number, I'll say, not your actual, you know, credit card number. You'll be prompted to confirm or authenticate the purchase biometrically, you know, the more advanced iPhones or the later versions of iPhones has that Face ID recognition, or if you have an iPhone 8 or older, you can use, for example, the Touch ID. So there's that extra layer of authentication. So even if someone were to steal your phone, they can't just go and start shopping because you've got these extra layers that have to happen before a purchase is made. What also struck me is the whole notion of getting daily cash back. So we know from just being consumers that with our credit cards, many of us have various types of rewards. They can come in different forms, you know, associated with our purchasing behavior. But with the Apple Card, they will literally start accumulating, and it's just daily cash. So as soon as you earn it, you can use it, and you can use it in different ways to shop, you know, to pay a friend, you know, if you're going that route. It's just that instant gratification that I think especially younger generations are really becoming accustomed to getting. And then the other nice thing with the Apple Card is literally everything is in your device. It's in your iPhone. You can look at your spending behavior. You can look at, you know, when your bill is due. You can be, you know, and this is all my understanding from what Apple has put out there, but you can be about to make a payment through your phone. And if you are paying less than the full balance, it'll tell you how much you are racking up in interest. And you know, which is really great because I think in many cases, especially, you know, younger and younger individuals may not have a good concept or grasp of all the interest accumulating when they don't pay their bills in full. So the Apple Card, lastly, it just has no fees. There's no late fees. There is no, you know, annual fee. The only fees, you know, so-called fee would be that interest that would stack up if you're not paying your bill in full.
Okay.
So it's just very unique, just that whole daily cash and what you can see through your phone and the lack of fees. So this is exciting.
Yeah, it's a brave new world. Okay, Lynn, before we continue with our discussion, we have a brief message from our sponsor. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply does all of that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and the vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to the approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/APnow. All right, Lynn, what are the hurdles for using it as a corporate card?
Yeah, you know, when I heard that Apple was coming out with the card, that was one of my first questions. Oh, could it be used, you know, commercially or business to business payment? I don't see how it can be. I mean, this is developed as a consumer credit card. And if you want to just, you know, take the whole concept further, you know, I mentioned, I think at the beginning, that you have to be an iPhone user to be able to apply for the Apple credit card. Well, then you get into, gee, not every employee in an organization would be an iPhone user. And then you get into the, well, question of should the company be providing the phone, since personal phones are all different brands. You know, so you have that, you know, hurdle to overcome. And then when you get into just the application process for a credit card, you know, it's a standard consumer application process. They're looking at your, you know, your credit before they're deciding if you're approved or not. So it just hasn't been designed to be a corporate card or a commercial card. So, you know, I think, you know, it's great to think about it, but, you know, right now this is just, you know, entering into the consumer side of things, and, you know, it'll be exciting to see where it goes, because I think it could eventually have an impact in the future in the commercial space.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's got some pretty different applications. Okay. So why should we care about the Apple card in the business world then?
You know, that is a good question. You know, when I thought about it, you know, I'm looking at that physical card itself that Apple's putting out there as a, you know, secondary alternative to using it in the wallet, and how cool it looks. You know, I mentioned it's titanium or will be titanium.
Yeah.
I mean, it is that, you know, and without the numbers, without the expiration dates. So you've got this, you know, snazzy new product, which I can definitely see appeals to, and again, I'll say a younger crowd, but that's not to say older people won't appreciate it too.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
But then just that convenience, you know, when I was mentioning that users of the Apple card will have all the information right in their phone. I mean, it's great visuals on spend, on your bill, on payments, you know, just everything is right there, and the cash back. So, you know, it's just another step forward, yet you and I know that in a business-to-business payment space, there are still a lot of checks being written.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think of it as a widening gap between consumer payments and the commercial or B2B payments. But, you know, I also think in the business world, it's just good to know that this is coming and to just learn a little bit about the features, because I do see it perhaps being influential in a business setting when, say, an end user organization is going out for a request for proposal process, an RFP, to pick a new commercial card or P-card provider. They might be asking more questions about, hey, what kind of security features do you offer? And, you know, how convenient, you know, is your card? And just, it might just spur greater conversations, knowing what is happening in the consumer space.
Well, I personally believe that it was only after the consumers started adopting using online payments, which we both know in reality are not always paperless, but at least from the consumer standpoint, they're paperless. I think that's part of what finally drove companies to use ACH.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think the more and more in our consumer lives, as we get away from paper, we get away from even in-person shopping. I mean, just all the things we do as consumers eventually have to more saturate the business world.
Yeah.
I mean, I know lots of college graduates, they get into the business world. And, I'll ask them about their experiences. Some of them I know have even been in an accounting setting, and they're just always shocked at how much paper and how many checks are written.
Right.
So, you've got great new tools coming out like Apple Card, mm-hmm. and that's on top of what we've already had available to us as consumers. And it really is going to continue to try to just push the business world ahead, whether the business world likes it or not.
Well, look how quickly companies adopted the use of Uber and Lyft, which definitely started as a service for individuals. And what did we see in the last survey that we did? Something like 85% of the companies out there were now had employees using Uber and Lyft for travel.
Well, sure. And that had to do, too, with a cost savings, usually. Yeah. So businesses liked that. I don't know how quickly we'll see more of these advances in payments. But, we've been harping on them for a long time.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, what happens with, yep. with Apple Cards.
Yep. Yep. So, I'm always going to ask you always at the end, looking into your crystal ball, how do you see this impacting the future in payments, but just in business in general?
Well, I think, just adding on to what we've been talking about here just a moment ago, just people's expectations, so you live your life one way and then you go to work. I mean, you're going to start expecting similar advancements anyway that you already are enjoying as consumers. So it's what are our expectations that will come into the business world. But, from Apple's perspective, I mean, what a move. I mean, we don't know how successful it will be, but I have to believe it will be a wildly successful endeavor. It's building greater brand loyalty. So I even know, some people, I mentioned I'm an iPhone user, but I know people who have other phone brands, and they're thinking, wow, with this Apple Card, maybe mm-hmm. I'll get an Apple next time I upgrade my phone. Just because it has that convenience factor associated with it. And, I think I'm thinking about business diversification, say that fast.
Right.
Apple's Apple's who Apple is, and suddenly they're getting into the banking realm. Will this start to expand where you'll even see companies like Apple giving you investment options or more like a full service financial company? If they partner with the right entities. So yep. I think we've already seen that a little bit. You have Google that has expanded mm-hmm. off in many directions, Amazon as well. So it's just another example of how some of these very influential companies are really broadening their scope and users are just eating it up in many cases. Again, they're just become fanatical about their phones.
Well, I was listening to you talk about the daily cashback, and it reminded me of these services that they have out there now. Acorn is one. I think Robinhood is another one where they'll take the extra money where they round up your purchases and save the money that way. And it would seem to me that from Apple's standpoint, this might be a way to get into that market.
I think there's lots of options. This is exciting. Again, not even just what the cards will look like, but, mainly, again, using this digitally and having everything in your phone. I think companies, too, even kind of going back to how does this impact the business world, companies have to start paying more and more attention to what especially business travelers can do through their phone and allow that type of activity because that's the world we live in. So you mentioned Uber or Lyft, that was a natural progression. Mm-hmm. There's just all those different things you can already do in the business world with business travel, checking in online. Well, you can do that as a personal mm-hmm. traveler too, but all those things that we're using our phones for today, I think it's just going to make businesses really try to cater to what their employees are asking for. You know, and even on the business diversification fronts, I mean, think about the card issuers, the banks, even well before, you know, Apple Card made their announcement. I mean, we're going back years and years and years ago. Once they started coming out with commercial card programs, they were offering, and they still are offering, you know, sophisticated technology so end user organizations can manage their card programs. I mean, they're a bank, and suddenly banks, you know, have turned into technology companies.
Right, right.
Anyway,
it's like we always talk, it's an interesting new world out there.
Well, it is. And you know, businesses have to keep progressing just to keep up, to stay competitive, to retain employees, to attract new employees. So it's interesting. So, you know, I'm excited about Apple Card, and I will likely apply for one just knowing everything that it can do.
Yep. All righty. Well, that was very interesting, Lynn. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this AP Now podcast. Thanks, Lynn, for joining us, as well as our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever you communicate with your peers. To be alerted for new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. You can use the box on the left of the website or a pop-up window that will appear after a few seconds. It also contains tips and news of upcoming AP news, article postings, and more. Thanks. See you next time.